Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
2 years ago, I got a divorce from a 29-year marriage and it was horrible. Horrible. But everybody kept saying, it gets better, there's another side, and there absolutely was. But you know, it was hard going from this life that I had and having the support of someone, and then now, just nothing.
Sensational.
How do you write women so well?
I think of a man, and I take away reason and accountability.
It's me. And I know that that's not a rarity in this world, but it's still a shock when it's you and you have to go through it. And, you know, I'm a teacher as well, and so my income is not huge.
Yeah, you should have thought about all that, lady. You said your marriage was horrible. I don't know about that. I just don't trust what women say after relationships. Maybe you're horrible and that's why your marriage was horrible. Ever think about that?
Of course not. Of course not.
Throughout history, men and women got married and got together and worked together to get through life. Men and women got together for practical reasons. Now, when you go into a marriage thinking it's going to be a fairy tale and it's not a fairy tale, I could see how you think it's horrible if that was your expectation. But look, I'm glad you're struggling. But look, you should have weighed out all these things before you left. It's so many questions. If he was that horrible, like, why did you marry him in the first place? So many questions we can ask. I don't know what you thought was going to be on the other side of that divorce, but I'm telling you, you thought wrong.
Somebody done told you wrong.
And I found this $7 course online, what he was talking about, and it's life-changing. Not only is it the financial benefits, but just learning a new skill, making this content, and interacting with people, amazing.
Why are you taking advice from this woman? This woman can't, why does she feel qualified to give advice? She can't keep a man.
I can offer you any piece of advice going through a divorce is, and I really hope that someone takes this, you have to have realistic expectations for what you're about to go through. I'm not talking about the legal aspects of a divorce. I'm talking about the emotional aspects of a divorce, the separation. If you have kids, having to deal with that, just grieving the death of what you thought you were going to have that you're not having anymore.
Yes, duh.
Look, most women leave because they think they can do better. They're looking online, they're seeing women have hot girl summers. They think it's going to be great. You know, they think they still got a bunch of options. They get bored. Look, most women who file for divorce don't file for good reasons. I'm just going to flat out say it.
My first husband was a good man, and I divorced him.
A lot of women who get divorced, they value trying to relive their 20s again more than they value keeping their family together. And that's sick. I don't know if there's a stat on this or not, but I wonder what percentage of women who divorce their husbands for frivolous reasons regret leaving their husbands.
Just want to watch the world burn.
And this is regardless of you initiating the divorce or someone initiating it with you. It is a process to feel whole again, and it takes time, and you have to be super gentle and patient with yourself. Now, don't get me wrong, you could avoid all of this and just jump into the next relationship. But
and that's what most do. They were talking to a guy before they filed for divorce, and they thought it was going to work out, and it rarely ever does. I mean, do you really want to start a relationship with somebody who was willing to, you know, talk to a woman who was married?
Don't worry, I'll wait.
See, women don't think that deep into it a lot of times. They just go off what they're feeling. And their feelings lead them astray like 9.999 times out of 10.
The people we allow in our lives reflect how we feel about ourselves.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
The way we let people talk to us and treat us reflects how we feel about ourselves. Save a few relationships in my past, the majority of them, they were not good to me. They treated me poorly. They made fun of me. They made comments about things I did or didn't do for them.
Most girls won't admit this, but for your sake, I will. I hate nice guys.
Yeah, women love that. They love a man that challenged them. And yet, most women have low self-esteem. And that's why most women choose the bad boys, the edgy boys, you know, the emotional, unavailable boys for a lifetime. This woman right here knew all the guys who would bring her flowers. She knew all the guys who would be emotionally intelligent. She knew all the guys who her parents would have been impressed with and who would have made great fathers. But she willingly chose the worst men.
Remember that?
Could some of it be blamed on her having low self-esteem or whatever, or hating herself? Sure. But the truth is, those guys turn women on the most. And they give them that tingly feeling inside, and they excite them. And that's what women chase. That's why women shouldn't be left to their own devices when it comes to dating, especially. They're going to chase the thrill forever. And they're going to make most of the big decisions in their life as far as dating based on who gives them a thrill. Or who stopped giving them a thrill. And then they end up 60 in a car while it's raining, talking, you know, on a teen social media app.
Pathetic.
And I was thinking about that this morning, and I was like, why would I allow anybody to treat me that way? My father spoke to me that way.
Uh-huh.
I had past boyfriends speak to me that way. And I thought that was the norm, because in our culture, to a degree, it has become the norm. And I don't mean to single out any man or any woman, because certainly it's someone treating someone poorly.
I don't know if it's the norm. I think it's the norm for women to go after men like that and then blab about it all over social media and always complain about it. So if you listen to women, you let them tell it, yeah, all guys are horrible. All guys mistreat women. It's complete bullshit. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. But in my experience, it was a man treating me poorly. And I thought that's how it went. I thought that's how it went. Because I watched it in my family. And then I had that experience. And now that I don't, it's no wonder I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. But this I know. My personal healing journey got me to the point where I can have this kind of healthy relationship with another human. And you bet your bottom dollar, because I didn't want to say it, nobody will be in my life that treats me like.
We have all dealt with men who treat us like we are not good enough. No, the problem is we are too enough and you can't handle it.
What do you think the chances are that she treats her new nice guy boyfriend like and he got to put up with all the trauma? Look, therapy is cool, but in my opinion, once women get effed up, they're effed up for life. Therapy can help a little bit, I'm sure. But she's the same batch crazy lady she's always been.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Pray for that man who with her, please, if he's even real.
That treats anybody else I know poorly. Nobody. I don't have the time for it. They have a journey that they have to go on. I cannot be part of that. If the interaction I had with them somehow teaches them something, then I played my part. Otherwise, no more.
Right.
Hey folks, it's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumb ass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
You want to hear a really story?
No.
No, not really.
So I'm in the process of getting divorced, and it's not final yet. But the nail in the coffin was 1 year ago today, after I confirmed that I was getting divorced, which I had all these red flags popping up that I figured out my husband was a covert narcissist.
AKA, he didn't put up with my bullshit, and he set boundaries. And he didn't let me be the narcissist in the relationship, so therefore he's a narcissist. You ever notice that they rarely say the reason that they're getting divorced? They always talk about a divorce, or they'll say something general like it was horrible. No, tell us why it was horrible. Don't just say he was a narcissist. Tell us how he was a narcissist. The reason they don't, because they know it's all bogus.
And he was lying and manipulating myself and my children.
How?
He says, we're definitely getting divorced, right? And I said, yes, we have to. And he said, well, I have something else to tell you. And when someone tells you this, it's like an automatic punch in the gut. You're like, crap, what's he gonna unload? And it was exactly even worse than what you would think. He told me that the Thanksgiving after my dad died in 2009, when we were all at my mom's house to support her so she wouldn't be alone, that my mom tried to have sex with him.
That escalated quickly.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Okay.
So how do you take that, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
That's some messed up information. He said he didn't tell me about it because he thought I would divorce him, but nothing happened. Now, I kept saying to him, if nothing happened, why would you think I would divorce you? And he didn't have an answer for it.
The bad boy traits that attracted these women in the first place, they're great in the beginning. They're exciting. They bring the thrill in the beginning, the first year, first 2 or 3 years of the marriage. But, you know, that bad boy stuff do get old after a while. And then you divorce them for being a bad guy, when that's what you loved about him in the first place. It's just all so stupid. It really is.
Something obviously happened. Confronted my mother. She told me the opposite. She said that they were really drunk. He was making her drinks. They were drinking Captain and Cokes, whatever. My kids were asleep upstairs. I just started a job working night shift. So I went to work. Had Thanksgiving dinner, went to work. These two are yucking it up, drinking. He goes into her bedroom and tells her, now that my dad is gone, my father, he's going to take care of her. And he went in and took off her nightgown and she didn't stop him.
I don't know if this is the place, if this is the forum where you want to be saying this kind of garbage. So I miss the days, okay, where people would actually, like, they would keep their personal lives away from the internet.
Who tells this story on the internet? Seriously. Regardless of if it's true, if it's not true, something's wrong with you, man. Something's wrong with you. Out of all the men you could have picked to marry, you just happen to pick the guy who's a motherfucker. Out of all the guys you could have picked. It's not a coincidence, guys. It's never a coincidence.
The thing that she also said is that we didn't have because he was so drunk that his equipment wasn't functioning. But if it was, they would have definitely had. And they definitely did things together. I know it because he demonstrated it for me. He demonstrated what my mom did or tried to do with him.
Okay, you know what, though? Ain't nothing funny about that.
Awkward.
Okay, great. He was a terrible guy. Can you make a video saying all the things you did wrong in the marriage? They always playing the victim. Hey, I'm not saying that guy wasn't scum. But usually scum end up with scum. That's what I'm trying to say.
We attract what we are.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.